CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
Dear humans, we've come for your music and your legs. That's about it. Yep, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, where the snow has mostly disappeared and spring is about to spring. Yes, I'm Nick Legacy, and this is a show where we travel around the world and discover the many sounds that humans are doing. In the first hour, we will travel far and wide with little direction, really. Just anything can happen. A lot of new music, mostly. And then the second hour will be a survey. That's a boring word. A wonderful, magical journey, that's better, through the soundscape of Paraguay, or as the locals like to call it, Paraguay. That's right, in the center-ish of South America. Some people call it the heart of South America, mostly because of its location, I think. Perhaps also because of the beautiful harp that a lot of the music has. So, I'm looking forward to that. It'll be our second journey through Paraguay. The last one was like 5 years ago or something. In the distant past, a lot of people have happened since then. A lot of music has happened. So, worth a return trip. Absolutely. And time to start with some music and something not too far from Paraguay. We're gonna start with a piece of music from Peru, just a bit further west. And this is a pretty neat compilation that just came out about a month ago. It's on a label called Terror Negro, Black Terror. And this is some really interesting juxtaposition of, like, the most ancient music you can imagine, African drumming, hand percussion, and the most futuristic music you can imagine, electronic producers doing bleep-blop madness. So, yeah, it always makes for interesting stuff when you mix different things, and just about the most interesting one I've come across lately. So here, from their recent compilation of artists, this is Coqueca. I think that's how the best I can do. Q-O-Q-E-Q-A. Coqueca with the song Uva. Yes. Brand new music from Peru on Wandering Rhythms. Here on CJSF Radio, and we just heard some quite challenging indie rap from America. That was Denmark Vesey from Detroit, Michigan, now based in New York City. Yes, pretty challenging stuff, but, you know, all rap has at least a fairly noticeable beat. Yeah, Cult Rap. And that is not even out yet. It comes out... This album will come out April 20th, 2018. 2019. So that one song is called Sun Go Nova, as is the name of the album. Upcoming, produced by Knowledge and Earl Sweatshirt. Yes, Denmark Vesey. And before that, we heard one of the lesser-known desert blues bands from the Sahara, Imarhan. Yes, Tinaruen being the kind of the godfathers of that style get all the attention, but Imarhan doing their own stuff. And that was pretty bluesy, pretty rocking. From their new album from a few weeks ago, February, Temet, we heard the song Tumast. Yes, Imarhan from Algeria, whereas Tinaruen is from Mali, but it's all a big desert in the middle, and the lions are not, I don't think, very, very obvious. There's no wall that they built in the desert. Or is there? I actually never been, so don't quote me. Yes, and before that, we heard, to start off the program, music from Peru, from a compilation by Terror Negro Records. The compilation is called Ritmo Diablo, and we heard an artist named Coqueca, Q-O-Q-E-Q-A, the song Uva. So very cool. Some of them are way out of control. That one was a bit, you know, subdued. So, yeah, very cool compilation of Afro-Peruvian producers. I'm not sure if it's just samples or actual, like, the drummers are in the project as well, but nevertheless, some very cool stuff. You can find that on soundcloud.com/Terror Negro Peru. Yeah. Nice. So we just traveled to three different continents to start off the show. Only the beginning. Wandering Rhythms will not quit. And next we're going to travel to China. Some interesting news that came out in February, apparently about a month previous. So in January, it took a while for people to figure out because, well, it wasn't stated. But basically the Chinese government banned hip-hop from television. And yeah, that's been verified by Time Magazine, the State Administration of Press, Radio, Film, and Television of the People's Republic of China. They released a statement that TV stations can no longer feature actors with tattoos or depict hip-hop culture, subculture, and dispirited culture, decadent culture. So I think they're especially going after, like, you know, the bling-bling kind of hip-hop. Although, no matter what, it's kind of controversial, but some rappers aren't too surprised, I guess. And maybe it makes them even more legit, you know, being banned. Yeah, there you go. Hip-hop will still thrive in the underground, a lot of them say. And all the stuff on television's probably not the best stuff anyways, right? So it'll give the underground more of a chance to shine, perhaps, in China, as long as there's not a complete ban on, like, performances in public. Well, that would be bad. So, yes, in other news from the East, from, you know, places that we can easily make judgments on, Vladimir Putin, the president once again, 6 more years in a landslide victory. As of course, the West media is saying that a lot of ballot stuffing and such, but I don't know, who am I to say? So we're gonna hear some Chinese hip hop next, some banned music from television. Although this group probably wouldn't be on TV anyways. They're pretty underground, pretty niche, but very cool record label called Groove Bunny Records out of China. And this duo, Chill Terrific and Wu Tak, rap in Cantonese and Mandarin. I imagine one is one and the other is the other. And I can't tell the difference, to be perfectly honest, but maybe you can. And I hope you enjoy this. This is new music from January. Yes, underground band music. Tai Tule is the song. Chill Terrific and Wu Tak from their record Il Tak. Check it out.
Ay yo, ay yo, chicken. 为你们太土了，什么 swag 不 swag， 恐怕电话都不会讲，就那点话题说了两三年，带着一帮空脑子的乡村女孩在镜头前晃悠，拿着口袋里所剩无几的钱在拍摄，难道这是为了纪念你的人民币？你还真以为那是邮票了？声音一个比一个大，人一个比一个多的轮奸，可能是我孤陋寡闻，这是什么类型艺术？一边说着话，一边还得卖屁股，果然是一帮土包子。你是在搞笑吗？赶紧回你妈妈 house， 都在瞎蒙，身为几乎零，三年后再回来听你现在的歌，笑死！啊，你们太土了，新时代的领头羊，赶紧切了他们营养。有球，不开口，我们才是 fresh， 还有刀，反而你们。太土了，你们太土了，赶紧切了他们营养又臭
舞台，
我们才是 fresh 还有 dope，
yes yes straight up，
都差不多差不多，被挫败的傀儡，
他们都忘不听的了，太鬼气了，
掉漆的塑料无论怎么假装，
今鬼我是没有他们继续吧，
仔细一看就是在唬人，见光就死的背影杀手 PS 着 flow，
哇你说得吗，现在怎么发你发路，年七八糟怎么行了，什么叫好什么叫不好，
但不得不告诉你真话，谁是真的 boom box， 钢铁的 black 轰炸，
这口味轰了 bomb bap space lover，
没错，而且封面都臭得要死，
在那边太火了吗，
这些乡巴佬
乡巴佬，
求你快告诉他们，
好啊喂，听到没有，话你乡下佬啊，你的行为真的好鬼靓，丙老土个头咁大，做咩戴咁细顶帽，扮晒西哈，戴个咁鬼死高，你个样咁低调，做咩行为咁高傲， oh no，有啲想呕吐，你隻眼生喺雲精，就嚟生上頭殼頂，行步路成日錯頸，驚死人唔知道你係邊位，爸爸媽媽生得你咁鬼靚仔，使乜搽咁厚粉底，塊面白瀨曬成個白粉仔，屎就要認，謙虛啲叻，一樣有人話你勁，唔好老皮扮曬勁，啲衫褲鞋唔怪你唔買，你以為自己真係雜誌，嗰啲鬼佬嘥，你唔講佢哋永遠唔。不知认真教死，认真教死。
Hello, I am Nick, and this is Wandering Rhythms, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, CJSF Radio. And we are in the land of Coast Salish peoples, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Musqueam, and the Solo, and the Squamish nations all around, reclaiming their cultures. Yes, we just